We have received the information that the deputy chair of the SPLM-IO in Unity State was among the civilians that was killed in Lehr, Unity State, after the barbaric attack was carried out by the SSPDF plus the armed militias that allied to the SPLM-IG in the area. And the armed militias was under command of the two commissioners, the commissioner of Kutch, Kwang Biel, and the commissioner of Mayandit, Galwak Nyang, plus with the help of the commissioner of Lehr, Honorable Chakiriek.
How is this affecting the implementation of the peace agreement? 2 weeks ago, the SPLM in government and SPLM in opposition agreed to move forward with the implementation of this agreement. How is this fighting affecting the morale?
Well, first of all, we'd like, on behalf of the SPLM-IO, would like to convey our sincere condolences to the families and friends of all the deceased and all the civilians who was killed recently in Lehr and all over South Sudan. The attack, it's a violation to the cessation of hostilities agreement, and it's a violation to the ceasefire agreement as well. The incident started when the SSPDF has attacked our cantonment site in Mirmir, which is one of the cantonment sites designated by the JDB in South Sudan to contone the SPLM-IO forces ahead of joining the other party forces in the training centers. We condemn this attack and all the attacks carried out by the forces of the SSPDF, because there is an attack which has caused the life of the deputy chair of the SPLM-IO, was led by a colonel in the SSPDF by the name of Wiriel Diang. So we met today, the first vice president met today with the joint team of CITESAM and RJMAC to get to the bottom of the incidents there in Lehr. His Excellency, the first vice president and chairman of the SPLM-IO, Dr. Riek Machar, has narrated them what occurred in the area, and the CITESAM, they have expressed their concern to the reason or the fresh attack on the civilians in Lehr, and they have pledged that they will continue investigating the incidents and also the incidents in Liang, cantonment sites in Maban, which is in Upper Nile, and also in Joko, because there's still attacks on those areas. So to us, this is and a continued plan to avert the country back to war by the SPLM-IG and their forces and their militias. And from our side at the SPLM-IO, we are committed to the implementation of the peace agreement. And the agreement, if it happens that it collapsed, it would not be from our part. We urge the grantors and the security mechanisms and the monitors of the peace implementation agreement to investigate these incidents, even though they are known to the public. And we, this time around, we want the perpetrators to be brought back to books.
How would you react to what the government is saying, or what the SPLM in government is saying, that what is happening in Unity State is fighting between SPLM-IO factions?
I would like to refute this baseless and fabricated information. There's no any SPLM-IO factions are fighting there. There's only one SPLM-IO. We don't have factions. Secondly, we don't kill.
You have a faction led by General Simon Gatwich, the Kitgwang group.
There's no presence for Kitgwang in that area. We have recorded audio and videos for the commissioner of Gwit County, which is now alleged to be a member of Kitgwang. And that commissioner was appointed by President Salva Kiir to represent the SPLM-IG. And it's worth mentioning that the county commissioners was appointed even before the defection of Kitgwang. So I would like to assure the public that this information is not true. There's no any presence for Kitgwang in Unity State in general.
How are the two groups going to sit down and talk peace? Because this is surely interfering with the implementation of the peace agreement.
Yeah, for sure. It's a grave violations, and it's an inhumane act to attack unarmed civilians. Yesterday, His Excellency Dr. Riek Machar has reached out to President Salva so that they can discuss the incident in Lare and the other incidents in Upper Nile, as was agreed in the matrix in the recent agreement on the structure of the Unified Command. However, President Salva Kiir has just sent the minister, Barnaba Marial Benjamin, where the two discussed the incidents, and it's agreed that there will be an investigative team that will be sent to Lare to investigate the incidents. And the president has requested our chairman to submit names of two members of the SPLM-IO to be absorbed in the team that will be formed by president to go and investigate the incidents.
All right. Thank you.